Merhaba, ben Erdo Özdağ. Yanımızda Esrak'tan Ranliu var. Kendisiyle Esrak'ın yeni modelleri ve Esrak'ın anakart pazarındaki gelecek stratejiler hakkında konuşacağız. Hello Ryan.
Hello.
First of all, thank you very much to join us for this video interview. So, welcome to Istanbul.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's all my pleasure.
Esrak is a well-known brand for the motherboard industry and also lots of customers know this brand. But Esrak, I think Esrak is the for brand image, generally known with the entry-level motherboard models, but in these days, Esrak invests lots of money to high-end models and motherboard segment. We will talk about your models, your high-end motherboard models, for example, Fatality models. But before that part of the video, I will ask some questions about your brand images, because some people think that Esrak is a brother company of the Asus, also some relationship between Asus and Pegatron maybe. Yes. So what can you say about the Esrak and relationship between Asus and Pegatron?
Yes, actually Asus, Esrak is funded by Asus. This is 100% for sure. Mm-hmm. And then we are funded by Asus in 2002. Mm-hmm. And then at the beginning, we are targeting at the low-end motherboard, entry motherboard, to targeting because at that time, motherboard business is very, very big, and there are many, many small competitors. Mm-hmm. So Esrak Asus CEO think maybe it's a good timing to set up another second brand to fighting with some other entry motherboards. So until, that's starting from 2002. So mm-hmm. until about 2007, actually we are already number three around the world in terms of the channel business, mm-hmm. channel motherboards. And at that time, we started to feel, and my company, Esrak company is going public in 2005. Mm-hmm. So at that time, we have no more direct competitors in the entry level. So, and also many of our shareholders, they're claiming that we should not only focus on entry motherboards. Mm-hmm. So at that time, because we are public company, we have to properly start to make Esrak become a real brand. Mm-hmm. So we started from about 5 years ago, we try to step into the high-end motherboards. Mm-hmm. And at the first stage, we are not very successful. But at the second stage, because Esrak changing a little bit strategy, mm-hmm. so I think we start to set up our Fatality series, and then we make a great success in some high-end countries like USA, like Japan, and like Korea. And then that's starting to make us become more and more confident. And then we start to step into the high-end business. Mm-hmm. Yes. And regarding the relationship between Esrak and Asus right now, because around 2007 or 2008, Esrak, because we are funded by Asus, mm-hmm. and then around 2007 to 2008, Asus, they want to focus on their own brands. Mm-hmm. So they started to separate the OEM business mm-hmm. into the Pegatron Group. Mm-hmm. So Asus Group become Asus Group and Pegatron Group. And then because of we are more and more have some conflicts in the front with Asus. So the management of Asus and Pegatron Group think we have to separate. So mm-hmm. at that time we are all the shares holding by Asus are transferred into Pegatron. So right now we are holding by the Pegatron. Mm-hmm. Pegatron become our mother company.
Especially for last 2 years, I heard lots of things about the relationship between Esrak, Asus and Pegatron, and
yes.
I heard some well-known engineers in Asus left the company to join Esrak to support your CEO, because lots of engineers in Asus really like your CEO, because your CEO came from the engineer route, so mm-hmm. because of that support, your CEO left Asus and joined the Esrak. Is this true or?
I don't think it is 100% true, but mm-hmm. I would say at the beginning stage, because we are cooperating with each other, and then I think at that stage, many of the good, especially like the founders of the Esrak, actually is one of the best team mm-hmm. inside of Asus. So they came out to set up this company, and then become so that make the relationship between Asus and Esrak cooperating with each other, and also R&D kind of cooperating with each other at the beginning stage. But afterwards, and then because our shares are transferring into Pegatron, I don't think that will happen anymore. Mm-hmm. So because it will become an independent company, so we hire the engineers from the free market. For sure, if somebody Even not only associate, they are the best engineer. They would rather to come to Ashrock because Ashrock right now, the stock price is still the highest among all the motherboard players. And also, Ashrock is a very flat company, and also a very small agile company, and also growing very fast. So some people maybe think ASUS is better. Some people maybe think Ashrock is better. So it become hiring all the best engineer from the free market. It become the competition already.
Some people in motherboard industry say that ASUS has a huge potential because your model strategy, like some old school brands, for example, Avator, Epox.
Yes.
So what can you say about your brand strategy and your model strategy?
Yeah, because we starting from the Fatality series, mm-hmm. at the beginning stage, we think it's very difficult because to sell the high-end motherboards, it's not only just you have the high-end motherboards. It's the whole system you have to change. Not only the marketing, also from the service side. Because the high-end motherboards, you have to make sure your service is very good. And at the like the BIOS, the compatibility issue, yeah, you have to make sure the software and the BIOS, everything is fitting the power user's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think at a very initial stage, because why we are successful, I think there's one very good point is we enter the Japanese market. And the Japanese market, actually, people know that Japanese is very picky. So they're picky in everything, almost everything. So we kind of learn a lot from the Japanese market, and they give us a lot of feedbacks. We are cooperating with some very high-end gaming PC brand in Japan. So they give us a lot of good feedbacks, and we kind of having a lot of structure change to fit into the business. And then we starting to realize what's the actual demand from the power users. And then we for sure we put into more and more features and try to make our BIOS and everything become more and more ready.
Mm-hmm.
And even the service side, I think if you go to Asia to take a look at our like Korea market, like Japan market, like Taiwan market, you can ask around what is the service level that Ashrock is offering. Actually, people will say Ashrock's service is even better than the first two brands.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so I think this everything is is very important. Yeah, and then it comes to the models. Then we for sure to fulfill the high-end power users, you need to have many different models. You have the channel, you have the good service, and you have the good marketings. You need to have a full lineup of the models.
Yes.
So like for example, like the latest 7 series, we are launching about I think maybe
at 20 end of April. Yeah.
Yes, we are actually launching about 25 to 30 models.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think this is one of the biggest lineup among all the top players.
25 models?
Yeah, I didn't actually calculate how many we have, but there are so many. And one thing, the most important is, we are going to introduce the high-end motherboards into Turkey market for sure.
Mm-hmm.
This is 100% for sure.
So, what about your market share? This is a really important question for ASUS. Then we will talk about your models, your high-end models, but what about your market share? For example, last year, how many motherboards ASUS sold? I heard something about your market share, and some analysts state that ASUS is the number 3 company in the motherboards industry, but what can you say about that?
Yes, actually we are number 3. We also claim ourselves we are number 3 in the channel around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we are shipping around 8 million motherboards last year.
8 million?
8 million, yes. Yes, and actually in the whole Asia Pacific, where I'm in charge, actually we are mostly number 2 to number 3.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but for example, like the high-end motherboards countries like Korea and Japan, we used to be number 2 in Japan last year. And right now, because of some price war, we become number 3. And then right now, we're still number 1 in the report from January in Korea. We are still number 1. We are still number 2 in Thailand, and still number 3 in like Hong Kong and like Taiwan market. So I think basically, if you look around, almost most of the country in Asia Pacific, and not to mention about Europe, we are still mostly in the top 3 already.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sometimes I talk with European journalists, and
yes.
Some said that ASUS also has some good position in some European countries. For
yes.
example, maybe German.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because German people are also very picky, because they want to know what is the best inside. And we also receive a lot of feedbacks from the German power users. When we have a weekly report, weekly meeting inside of the in Taiwan headquarters, yeah, a lot of technical questions are from Germany, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So especially, I think the most picky countries, they also like to feedback. And if you see, because I think all the motherboard players, they have facing many technical problems. But the determination how to solve the problem is the key issue. So Ashra, I think we are very dedicated, very focused to solve all the technical issues from the beginning. Even when we enter the high-end motherboard, we still feedback to all the German users, all the Japanese users, all the Korean users who are very focused on the high-end, and we try to feedback a good, positive solution for them. So we solve all the problem, and gradually, I think they are also adopting us. Mm-hmm. So that's part of the reason we become more and more popular, because if you can satisfy the most picky power users, then you can for sure can serve other countries as well.
To summary, you can say if you use the high-end components on the motherboards, you can provide good service to customers, and you will get good position in the some market segments, whatever you can sell your motherboards. So then let's talk about your models, because I think Sandy Bridge platform from Intel and 6 series motherboards is really milestone for ASRock and ASRock Mola strategy. What can you say about your current generation motherboards and next generation motherboards?
Previously, from Sandy Bridge series, we only up to Z68 Extreme 9. And you can see recently in CeBIT, we already announced that we have X79 Extreme 11. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Extreme 11. That means our high-end series has become more and more. Yeah, the number means the higher the number, the higher the models. Yeah, and for example, like
BMW or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. Yes. So right now, for example, like Z77, the newest series, we have the Extreme Pro level. Pro level means mainstream. Pro 3, we have Pro 3, we have Pro 4, and we have Extreme 4, we have Extreme 6, we have Extreme 9, and we have Fatality Champion series, we have a Fatality Performance series. Yes. So I think there are many already.
So all kind of motherboards getting more features, but also getting more expensive, right?
Yes, for sure. Yes.
So, at the end of April, Intel will launch their new generation platform, third generation core platform, which is called Ivy Bridge, and we will see 22 nanometer processors from Intel, and ASRock will launch lots of motherboards for this generation microprocessors. So, what kind of motherboard models and what kind of design we will see your ASRock, especially for Ivy Bridge motherboards, seven series motherboards?
Yeah, actually the best feature we have is we will be bundling for whole series of seven series, Z7 series. We will be bundling with the software called the Lucy Virtu. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we will be bundling with the Lucy Virtu MVP version, because compared to our competitor, like Gigabyte, they don't have full series bundling with this important software. Yeah, and also the other major feature is we call it 555. We have the technology called X-Fast memory, X-Fast LAN, USB, and also X-Fast LAN. Mm-hmm. So because we want, ASRock thinking is a little bit different, because we want to make the end user really and the power user really can sense. Yeah, when they get the motherboard, they can really sense it. Why this motherboard is more expensive? Yeah, they can really feel it. Not only just say, oh, okay, we have a good outlook, and we have good many slots, and everything is good components, but actually they cannot feel it. Because when you assemble the motherboard inside the PC, you cannot feel it. It's kind of wasting. Yeah, so we are using some fine-tuned software inside of the BIOS, and also inside of, as I said, the new software. When bundling, we really can boost up the speed of the memory, boost up the speed of the USB, and also make the optimized performance of the LAN speed. Mm-hmm. So you can really feel it. Oh, this is good motherboard because the software and the hardware in between will optimize already. So this is the part of the strategy for ASRock.
So for high-end motherboards, overclocking is another issue, because lots of people want to buy high-end motherboards to overclock their system to get more performance. So for ASRock, overclocking is important, or overclocking is just for marketing issue?
Actually, overclocking is become one of the major selling point of ASRock, because we just around this April this year, last year. Let me see. Oh, okay. This January, we invited one global well-known number one ranking overclocker named Nick Shi. Nick Shi, he is right now ranking number one in around the world.
HWWork, yeah.
Yes, and he is right now become HWA employee right now. And he is also co-developing the overclocking motherboard already.
And maybe ASRock gets some feedback to develop their motherboards.
Yes, already. And actually, the global number two, the guy name is Smoke from Russia. He is also helping us to design the motherboards. So that means HWA right now have a very good overclocking team. Who is the real overclock player? They can feedback directly to our R&D. So if you look into our company structure, this the guy Mr. Nick Shi, he is actually in the R&D team. He's not in the sales team or marketing team. They are actually really helping the developing of the hardware. So I think overclocking for sure, you will see something special in the second half of this year.
So on the other hand, ASRock working with Jonathan Fatality Vandal to develop also their motherboard
the gaming.
For gaming side, yeah.
Yes, and we have two speakers for ASRock. One is as you said, is Jonathan Fatality, mm-hmm. and the other person is Mr. Huayra. He's specialized in StarCraft gaming. Mm-hmm. So I also part of the reason I come this time is I'm also surveying the gaming market in Turkey. So maybe in the very near future, I will invite them to come to Turkey and also have a demo show maybe, and even have a small competition with the local team.
So for ASRock, especially for the high-end motherboards, the gaming can overcook two major features for ASRock.
Gaming?
Yeah, for high-end motherboards, gaming can overcook is the two major points for ASRock.
Yes. Actually, overclocking is a little bit toward the extremeness, yeah. But gaming is more, because gaming society is much more.
Yeah.
Yes.
I see.
But the gaming society is requesting for stability of the motherboard. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the overclocker, they want to have the extreme performance. Mm-hmm. So the segment is somehow overlap, but it's somehow different. So to make a best motherboard. We want to satisfy both, but sometimes maybe this is the plan of second half. Mm-hmm. We maybe will have designed a special motherboard, especially for overclocker. But right now the Fatality series, actually to be honest, is very good for overclocking and also very good for gaming. In terms of the gaming purpose, I think it's a little bit more than overclocking. I think
for globally, many people knows ASRock with it is. Entry-level motherboards, but
yes.
High-end segments, your price points almost similar with your competitor solutions, for example, Acer or Gigabyte or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think most important question is that why people choose your high-end motherboards rather than your competitor solutions?
Yeah, actually, you say the same pricing is not 100% correct. Because we are not claiming ourselves as a well-known, the number one brand,
mm-hmm.
because we think we have to be humble, because we are latecomer, and we are offering, and ASRock from the beginning, we want to offer the best CP value. That means the best performance and the cost. So we want to offer affordable price with a reasonable pricing, but the best performance. So for example, like a lot of technology, we apply into even our low-end motherboards, but for our competitor brand, they will only apply onto the high-end motherboards. For example, like H61, we also have, even our H61 can be supporting the latest Intel technology called Intel Smart Connect and Intel Rapid Response. Yeah, but for others, they will only support it on the high-end Z7 series. But we will put everything for free and then to put it into the low-end motherboard as well. So this is the same concept for the high-end motherboard. We want to have a little bit more than others, but with a reasonable pricing.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look into the details, you will see something a little more compared to others, mm-hmm. as always.
For motherboards, we can talk about the component quality, because reliability is really so important for the customers. Because, for example, in Turkish customers thinks when you will buy new motherboards, it should use the motherboards maybe at least 5 years. So because of that, component quality is really important.
Mm-hmm.
For ASRock, what kind of components do you use on the motherboards?
I think because you don't have to worry about, because like ASUS and Pegatron and ASRock group, totally we are manufacturing 55 million motherboards a year. Yeah, so this is representing, I think, 1/3 of the world motherboards. So you think what kind of components we will be using? We will be using the best components with a reasonable pricing. Because in the back, we are buying together with Pegatron Group, and then we apply, we can, why we can sell a little bit lower, because we have very flat structure, and we don't have a lot of branch office around the world. We kind of reflecting a little bit the lower cost to the end user directly. So because of we have a thinner structure compared to other companies. And other companies, they invest a lot of the marketings, but we don't invest a lot of marketings. We only invest reasonable marketings to let everybody know. Because what we believe is the end user, especially the DIY user, they know the component very well. When they can feel it with a reasonable pricing, why they have to pay much higher, right? Because if you pay much higher, a lot of money goes to the marketings. But when they feel this brand is reliable and also good performance, and then for sure they will love it, because it's, nobody want to pay useless money to the marketing to support. Yes, so this is an important concept, and eventually the product will speak for itself. By word of mouth, people, if some power user like it, and some people, the leaders of the end user like it, they will tell everybody like this is good brand, and then maybe you should use this, and then gradually your brand will become more and more popular. So this is the thinking is very important, and how you do the marketing, how you operate, all this is very important.
So you mean the Fatality series from ESAC has better component quality than, for example, ASUS Republic of Gamers, or for example Gigabyte G1 series? You mean
that? Yes, actually the design concept is a little bit different, because our Fatality series, we are targeting at the gamers. And gamers, what gamers really need is the very convenient, easy to fine-tune their BIOS.
Yeah, more features.
Yes, and also more stable components. Yeah, and also like the one of the selling points is our mouse, our Fatality mouse, that you can easily adjust the mouse frequency on the motherboards. So this is our designing concept. So you can definitely get much more from our Fatality series compared to our other competitors.
By the way, you have collaboration with the Creative to provide more sound quality to gamers. Also,
yes.
Use the Creative's latest sound processor to your add-on cards.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
Include some motherboards bugs. So what can you say about the collaboration between ESAC and Creative?
Actually, we are cooperating in the chipset level, because they offer us the chipset, and we made it into the Creative sound card, but it's named by ASRock Game Blaster. And then because we not only bundle directly, like for example, like X79 series, we have the Extreme 6 / GB. That means we have the Game Blaster bundled into the motherboards. Also, in the future, our latest Z77 series, we also can be 100% full support of this Game Blaster. Normally, for a Creative Game Blaster, their prices in, for example, like USA, they are pricing around $199 or even higher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we are pricing at 30% less. Yes. So that means if you buy our Z77 series motherboard, you can either choose the version, for example, like Extreme 9, it's bundled already together with the motherboard. You can have a good pricing. You know, for example, you want to buy later, and you can buy the Game Blaster as an accessory in addition to our Z77 series. You can buy the motherboard first, and later on, you feel, oh, I want to have the Game Blaster, you can buy it later on. And it only fits 4 series of ASRock 7 series motherboard.
Mm-hmm. On the other hand, some of your competitors also use some special network chip to provide more gaming-oriented internet connection. So any plan to provide some special network chip inside motherboards to customers, to gamers?
I think that is possible, because LAN quality is very important for the gamers, especially the online games.
Yeah,
I think
games.
Yes, not only the BIOS and also the hardware, I think both is very important.
Mm-hmm.
But for example, our competitors, some they are using some like a Wi-Fi technology to share the video. But actually, after we test, the technology is not yet very mature. When you actually use it, but the quality is not very good.
Yes,
so
there are some limitations. For example, range is really important to send video
yes.
via Wi-Fi, so some problems.
Yes, there is still some problem that make the technology not very mature. That's the part of the reason why ASRock didn't adopt it at the moment. But basically, ASRock have a good design team. even especially designed for the gamers. And because we also have the Fatality and some other gamers, well-known gamers as our partner. And then I think basically all the technology, when the technology is very mature, and then we will try to adopt it right away. Mm-hmm. Because you can see our X79 series, we have up to Extreme 11. And the FZ77 series, we have up to Extreme 9. So that means, and also we have the Fatality series. That means for different gamers, we can try to fit their different demands. Mm-hmm.
So it will be interesting to see some next generation motherboards from ASRock. So before ending our interview, do you have any message to say our readers or Turkish customers, Turkish gamers or Turkish hardware enthusiasts?
Okay. Yeah, because I think Turkish market for ASRock is very important. Previously, our Turkish market is handled by ASRock Europe, but we think it's much better to handle directly by ASRock headquarters, because we think pass through, for example, like the media sample, when you Turkish people really want to see some latest technology, you can always you have to check with the European websites. So this is not very convenient for the Turkish people. Mm-hmm. So we think it's important to control directly by headquarters for all the messages. For example, like the newest latest technology, we can directly deliver to the all the media in Turkey. Mm-hmm. And also for example, like technical support is very important, because if you support it, if some heavy big problem, we have a local team to solve it. But if they cannot solve it, you have to pass it to Europe. And then if they cannot solve it, you have to pass it over to headquarters. Mm-hmm. Because the headquarters still have the best capability to solve most of the technical problem. So we have to, Turkish market can be directly supported by headquarters, I think many things will be quite different. Yeah, this is part of the reason that why I come here this time. Because I want to provide much better service compared to in the past. And I want to introduce much more higher motherboards to fit the demand from the end user. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think this is important. So not only to let the Turkish people really feel why ASRock is very focused on Turkish market. Mm-hmm. So I also want to let them feel the service is very good, and also they can buy whatever product they want to buy in all the channels. And also they can see the latest technology, not translated by some other website, but directly from the headquarters. I think this is very important. I think we will treat Turkish market as one of the most important countries in Asia Pacific and handled by the headquarters directly.
So when Turkish customers can buy high-end ASRock motherboards in Turkey?
Yeah, I think in the second half, because in the first half we will be still surveying some of the best service center. I think that will be, we will try to finalize it as soon as possible. We will have the local IMA service center. Yeah. And then about 2 months or 3 months later, I hope that we can initially introducing some higher motherboard, which is popular. We think should be popular around the world. So we will try to introduce more and more. Yeah. And then I think until second half, I think everything will be much more mature. Oh, and everything you see will be exactly the same as like Europe.
So as always, more competition means more benefits for customers. So because of that, Hans, I can say welcome and good luck.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bu videomuzda ASRock'tan Ryan ile ASRock'ın yakın zamanda üst seviye anakartlarının Türkiye pazarına sunuyor olmasını ve ASRock'ın hem global anlamdaki operasyonlarını hem de Asus ve Pegatron gibi firmalarla olan yakınlığını konuştuk. Bir sonraki videomuzda görüşmek üzere. Şimdilik hoşçakalın. Kendinize iyi bakın.